That summer when I became a skinhead, I say this all the time, I was just a shooken up soda bottle waiting for someone to open it up and spray in any direction. I could have been a left-wing gorilla in Colombia. You know, who knows?
Right.
I was, you know, just an angry, very angry kid who had some definitely issues. And these guys could help address it inward for me. When those guys would talk to me that summer, I became a skinhead. I was up in the boondocks of Pennsylvania, and my cousin was one. But when these guys would talk to me about what's it like living in Philadelphia and what was it like going to school in Philly, and I had a really rough year that year. So it was just perfect timing for me to believe this stuff. But I remember whenever they would sit around and talk and drink with me, and they were all older guys. It just felt so good when they would ask me about what was it like going to school in Philly, or what was it like living down there. For the first time in a long time, it felt like someone was actually saying, how's life?
Yeah.
How was school today? And that felt good.
You were treated like a human being, oddly enough, by the skinheads, much more so than you were treated, you know, by your own family.
Yeah. I mean, you know, definitely my parents. I mean, my grandparents were always good on both sides. But, yeah, by my parents, I mean, I never heard it once when I came home from school. How was school today? Just never heard it.
Later on, and I'm going to skip ahead in the story a little bit,
sure.
In the life arc of Frankie Mink, you go on to become a recruiter in your own right. I'm going to advance the story to when you were in Springfield, Illinois. And you said here, I thought this was very interesting, you figured out the secret of recruiting white teenage boys into the skinhead movement. You said, I didn't need to bother recruiting racists. All I did was befriend the kids who were pissed off about being picked on day in, day out. I trusted them to pay me back with loyalty. I trusted that I could turn their humiliation into hate. And all I had to do was redirect their rage until it came thundering back out as racism. That's pretty much what happened to you.
It is. I mean, that's all I did. I used what happened to me and just continued to use it because I always wanted to continue to build my family around me. I always wanted to continue building a crew or a scene around me because it made me feel better. To have these people. And I also would say when I used to try and recruit, the little secret things that I had picked up over the years now, because, we're fast-forwarding about 2-3 years now, would I recruit, I wouldn't start to recruit certain guys at first. Like, I wouldn't recruit all smart guys, even if they were picked on, because you don't want, like, a gang of nerds, the best way to say, And then I wouldn't recruit all just tough guys because I learned in life, and I learned this from growing up on the streets, that, you always got them guys that, I'm crazy, I'm the crazy one. But they're always the first guy to get beat up. Like, so I didn't want all those guys neither.
Right.
And then, like, do I want to recruit all good-looking guys? Like, no, because my ego, I didn't want anyone else in the game, So you don't try to recruit all good-looking kids either. I would always kind of recruit, like, boys with cars, boys that drove and had automobiles. That was my – because if you can get guys like that, you always kind of – you don't have to recruit the other five guys that are always in his car. You just recruit
right.
him. And that's how our movement kind of grew really quick in Springfield.
So you realize that if you got the pod leader, the rest of the people in the pod would follow.
Absolutely.
I
was going to say, but it did start with, skater kids and punk kids being picked on at school. And you fast forward from my story then, I mean, that's the Columbine stuff. Kids were getting picked on for being alternative, and skaters and the jocks were whoever would throw things at them. And we said, that's not going to happen to you while we're here. And I'm hanging out at their high school. I have a swastika tattooed on my neck. I got tattoos on my head. Once I got there and would hang out outside their high school with the skater kids, and granted, I'm 17 years old at the time, so I don't want to sound like a creep guy, like I'm like 30 hanging outside the high school. I was a high school kid, just I was homeless and wasn't from that town. But I stopped those guys from picking on them, so they
right.
liked me coming around anyway.